Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
It's Today FM. It's Dave Moore, and I've got Kevin McGahan sitting opposite me at Dublin's Liberty Hall, April 26th. Kevin McGahan's got a show. That's class. What a venue. I love that place.
It's beautiful. And it's kind of underrated as well.
Mm.
It's got a lot of history to it as well. And it's a class place for a show. So I'm kind of finishing up there. I'm kind of touring around the country.
Touring around, right. Where do people go to find it, all that information? Social media, website?
Yeah, social media. Or kevinmcgahan.com.
Kevinmcgahan.com. Yeah. But then April 26th, Dublin's Liberty Hall is going to be a hell of a show. And it is this show you're touring that you're crescendoing there.
Yes.
It's going to be good.
That's my final swan song. Yeah, it's good. It's going great. I do love touring the country, mostly because I've got two small kids.
It's a chance to exit.
It's like, oh, I have to drive to Galway. What's that? They're taking in the roads tonight. I have to stay over. Down. The gig finishes at 9:30, Kevin. I know, but it's very dark. I don't like driving in the dark, Siobhan.
He's literally mirroring the conversations I have even now. My kids are grown up and I'm still like, yeah, I think it'd probably be safer for me. You know?
How far is Navan? Yeah. God, it must be 5 hours? Is it a 5 hour drive?
And how are the kids? I mean, like, you know, being a dad kind of is all encompassing, I know, as a dad.
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of the show is me just giving out about my children.
Mm.
Like, I've no interest in, I hate people talking like nice stories about their kids.
Right.
I only want to hear the war stories. Yeah. I only want to hear people hating their children.
Yes.
That's entertaining to me. We do a lot of cursing under our breath. No, you have to say it very,
very carefully.
But it's always something really annoying. It's just like, right, here's your dinner that you asked for. Specifically, you asked for this dinner.
Yeah.
You asked for pasta with cheese and chicken nuggets with no peas. I don't care about your
well-being.
Vitamins
no.
at all.
No.
I'm just going to give you orange food.
Whatever you want.
And then she's like, I want the red plate. And I was like, I don't know where the red plate is. And she's like, dinner's not happening, man. And I was like, you're
It is such a difficult thing to negotiate, in fairness. Come here, Dancing with the Stars wrapped up a couple of weeks back. Did you watch it, having been on it? Are you something that you kind of avoid? Is it like
I avoid it
PTSD?
Like the plague.
Really?
Yeah, 100% PTSD. Like when it started, Siobhan was like, hey, let's give it a watch, see what the standards are like. First of all, I noticed that the judges are way softer this year. They were so soft compared to us. And I found myself watching people dance. And I was getting like my heart palpitations.
Kev, you've done loads of stuff on our screens, right? So the first time I ever saw you was Sim Card in the finest show Ireland has produced in a long time, The Hardy Books. And then obviously you've hosted The Republic of Telly, the previous host of The Republic of Telly, Dermot Whelan, in the show yesterday.
We can't speak his name.
No, we never talk about that guy ever again.
He abandoned! He abandoned my boy! He abandoned my child!
But you've done that, but you've also acted loads. And I wonder, like, do you have a preference? Like, do you just enjoy all of the bits? Or would you go, do you know what, if I could, I'd love to act rather than host, for example?
I don't know. It depends on the job. Like, I definitely enjoy comedy acting more because you have a lot more freedom. And I think comedy directors are way more open to improv. Like, you never get that in a drama unless you're Barry Keoghan. And you're like, here, we're doing this graveyard scene. I got a wild idea, boys.
Let's see how it goes.
Do you mind if I just take off my trousers for a second?
Yeah, so I suppose drama tends to be a little bit tighter.
It's way tighter.
Yeah, it's way tighter.
And like you're dealing with like not fun emotions.
Mm.
You're thinking of like, okay, I have to cry here, but I think about Granda and my dog Tara.
Oh, Tara.
Whereas comedy, you're just trying to make the crew and you're trying to make the other actors laugh.
Right.
That's way more fun.
Yeah. And do you find there's more room then to improvise and to take a line or a situation or whatever and just go with it and do whatever you feel?
Totally. Like normally with comedy, because it's cheaper to film nowadays, they'll get the script and then they'll say, okay, try something else. Yeah. And that's, especially with Hardy Books, the best stuff came from... Like, they weren't great writers,
so,
but they were excellent improvisers.
Okay, you know? Gotcha. Yeah. And having done things like Smother and Northern Lights and all that, like, you have tried that. And Irish actors, let's face it, are going through a moment.
Oh, yeah.
Irish male actors are having a thing.
Like, I haven't yet been claimed by the Brits,
so
and
you know,
that is my goal.
That's your goal.
Like, I don't want to be British, but I want them to want me.
Kevin McGahan.
Acclaimed British actor
Kevin McGann.
They never do it for politicians.
No.
It's always like sexy actor. They never claim like Jerry Adams, like as a UK politician. When I mean, lads, technically. Yeah,
technically.
If
you look at the small print. No, it's always British boxer Katie Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They always want that. Yeah, yeah. A great win for the British Irish Six Nations champions. Yeah,
let it go, lads. Yeah, let it go. It's 100 years.
If we've been free for long
update
enough.
Update your Wikipedia page.
Quick fire round before you go, Kevin. Who's the most famous person in your phone, Kevin? Come on, you're up there.
I don't really have that big. Maybe Aisling B.
That's pretty famous.
That's pretty famous.
Yeah.
I don't really. I'm not a big hobnobber.
Mm. You could be. Those circles, but you just choose. You're too.
I'm not like I tend to go to like pubs with pool tables.
Mm. Here's my favorite thing.
I'm not a big. I'm not. I wouldn't be. You wouldn't
not
see
red
me in
carpets.
House. No.
No.
Not being to the red carpets.
I hear you.
Very disappointed. Sorry.
That's okay. That's fine. When you think back to when you were in national school, in second class, right? So we're about 8 years old. What was the name of the school?
St. Patrick's NS.
St. Patrick's NS. Where is that?
In Gowna, County Cavan.
Gowna, right. What was in the lunchbox for Susbiog?
God, I remember like cheese strings arrived when I was in third class, I think.
Oh.
Sunny D.
Sunny D.
It's like, this is really unhealthy food. On Friday, peanut butter and jam.
That was a treat.
Yeah, very American.
Was PB&J, yeah.
Yeah. That's probably about it. A yogurt.
Of any description, just pretty filou.
A yogurt with some hazelnuts in it.
Excellent yogurt. And the final question I ask all my guests, Kevin, is because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
Oh my God, I think about this every time. I've started to.
Have you?
Yeah. I probably didn't do it for the first 33 years of my life.
But now you've decided.
Now let's wash those legs.
Well, having done a non-scientific survey over the last 6 months of guests I've asked this question to, the majority of them do wash their legs.
Okay.
So I would say I am in the minority.
Modern Ireland.
Yeah, things have changed. Kevin McGarren, always a pleasure. Make sure you go and see Kevin. He is performing in Liberty Hall in Dublin on April 26th. Plus loads more information on kevinmcgarren.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.